Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. First hour, it's a new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it, probably haven't heard them before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Asia Ray, Lynn Coke Emery, and Rhett Miller. Today's reissue song is from Fastball off their classic breakout All the Pain Money Can Buy album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new tune from Little Dragon. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why tune Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from the Muscadets. The Muscadets are a newly signed garage pop surf pop duo fronted by twin sisters Chantel and Kathleen Ambridge. They're based in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and have been together for several years now. They just recently signed to Paper Cup Music, which released their 2015 self-released EP Side B recently. It's a fun little six-song effort. I ended up picking up track number 3, Classroom Buzz. Kind of new music from the Muscadets here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
That was the latest material from Native Son here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Native Son, which Son is spelled S-U-N, is a throwback rock and roll four-piece from New York City. These guys are also on Paper Cup Music, which I played from the first show. It made sense to pair them up with the first tune from the Muscadets since they are on the same label in the new release show here. Native Son, which is a horrible name for a band, as I found three different bands with that same name. Anyway, they have just released a new album, Always Different, Always the Same. And that tune was called Swoon. That came out November 9th. Changing musical direction with a tune from Azure Ray. Azure Ray is a duo comprised of Verenda Fink and Maria Taylor. Both women have successful solo careers and also like collaborating under the Azure Ray moniker. In fact, they've released four full-length albums and eight EPs under that name, which is quite impressive. The latest addition to their discography is an EP. It's entitled Waves, and it dropped on October 26th. The song I have picked to share with you this morning is the lead-off track of the disc. It's called Palindrome. New music from Azure Ray here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Its course, I guess, but there's innocence in existence, and it's no small price to wait your whole life until you know. If I could love you me down. My heart's reflecting all that out. Got stuck on a wave you caused that dragged me down. I found a seaweed hunt that stopped my thought. You might think that you know where it's at, but it never grows, it just shows up. You and I are up to the test, a little version of what's coming next. Got it real bad, got it real slow.
Material from Lynn Koch Emery here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a wet, cold Tuesday morning. Hope it's nice where you are. Lynn Koch Emery is an indie alternative fuzz rock songstress from Stockholm, Sweden. She launched her first single, Come Back, in 2016 and immediately got noticed by DIY Music Magazine, rather, as an artist to watch. They described her sound as Courtney Barnett fronting the Strokes, which I think is a wonderful way to describe her. She got a record deal with Welfare Sounds and Records in 2017, led to her debut EP, Boys. In February, Lynn released a dynamite single, Wires, and then on September 14th, she released Don't Sleep My Love as a standalone single. Both of those songs, along with the one I just played, are included in the new EP, Waves, which just came out on 9th of November, and you just heard there the title track.
Every single one of his medical bills, everything, is just all taken care of.
We have phenomenal research, outstanding clinical care, and the generosity of public, which allow us to treat patients regardless of what it takes.
At St. Jude, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Because of you.
Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
There is St. Jude.
Next up, the new one from Childcare. Here's another band that reached out to me directly, which still cracks me up. Childcare is an indie garage post-punk four-piece out of the UK. Ian Dudfield, a.k.a. Ed Cares, he fronts the band. The band got its name from Ed's day job as a nanny for three kids, which he insists helps with his creative process. This was back in 2017. This year, Childcare has just released this standalone single, Bamboo, on November 9th. New music from Child Care here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I wanna be someone else in some
issues, good body in perfect health, and with everything to lose, I wanna be your sister, I wanna be your love, I wanna feed you berries and color. Oh, I wanna be someone else.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Little Dragon right after the latest here from Red Miller.
What I do to all of you. disaster.
New music from Rhett Miller here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. Rhett Miller also splits his time with the old 97s. He's back with another solo effort, the new album, The Messenger, officially dropped on November 9th on ATO Records. The song that is aired there is the album's lead-off track, and it's called Total Disaster. Rhett is out on tour. Now promoting the new album is a stop here in Boston on December 9th at the Sinclair. Well, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist and then I'm going to follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is, well, who is it? It is Little Dragon. Little Dragon, they are a pop/electronica band out of Gothenburg, Sweden. The group is fronted by Swedish-Japanese singer Yukumi Nagano, who has had quite a bit of success singing the lead for other bands in the European club scene. Their first taste of success in the American market was a song of theirs that was off their debut album, Twice. This is the name of the song. It was featured on season 5 of ABC's Grey's Anatomy. It's amazing, like, the exposure from that show will do for any song. They followed it up with Machine Dreams, which is where part 2 of today's feature kicks in, but more about that later. The latest chapter for Little Dragon is Lover Chanting. It's an EP, 4 songs deep, and the title track, well, submitted twice. One is a long version, the other one is a radio edit version. I went with the latter. So this is Little Dragon. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Keep me, keep me, keep me. Do you wanna be my girl? I wanna be.
Freeform Radio.
What's up, University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you, and music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Little Dragon with Looking Glass after 2009 sophomore release, Machine Dreams. Well, attention, all Freeform Radio lovers, WMFO, we need your help. The past 45 years, we have brought you community-based Freeform Radio, and in order to continue that great and honored tradition, we need your support in our annual donations drive. From now until November 14th, which is tomorrow, you can donate to WMFO.org to help us in raising our goal of $5,000. Your generosity will be rewarded with a unique thank you gift. So check out donate.wmfo.org. We thank you so much for that. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Fastball. The album that has been re-released is their sophomore and breakout album, All the Pain Money Can Buy, which was originally released in 1998. The album includes hit singles The Way, Fire Escape, and Out of My Head. The album was certified gold by RIAA in June 1998 and went platinum in September of that same year, making it Fastball's most successful release. Track I have for you is their big hit, The Way. So this is Fastball with our reissue Song of the Week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Director of Public Relations, Aura 299.
Is available only at the
Fix that you have. There's no other.
Okay.
Never get hungry, never get old and gray.
Free Form Radio.
Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing out that two songs, that was a tune from the Ali Venable Band. I was just in Florida over the past week, which is why I missed last week's show, but I got a chance to check out a wine and blues music festival in Dunedin, Florida with my sister, which was a blast. The Ali Venable Band was the headline act. I was totally taken with this 19-year-old from Kilgore, Texas. She's currently out on tour promoting her sophomore effort, Puppet Show. Honestly, I can't believe how talented this young woman is. I mean, 19 years old, and she's just released her second album. The album originally came out on April 13th of this year, which means it's not all that new. However, I just had to give her a shout-out since I just saw her. The song I played there was her new album. It's called She Caught the Katie, parenthetically, and Left Me a Mule to Ride. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Holy Golden. Holy Golden is a new pop dream pop duo. They're based in New York City. They are Leslie Schott and Andrew Valente. The pair is quite prolific with releasing two albums just in 2018. The new effort is seven songs deep and entitled Sleepwalkers in the Milky Way. Its release date was October 26th. The song I have to share with you this morning is titled Lost Island. New music from Holy Golden here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Who cares?
brand new stuff from 36. That's how they have the name written. It is, it's 91.5 WMFO. It just throws me off. Freeform Radio Tufts University, also available online at WMFO.org. Yes, and I mentioned it's 36. It's a number followed by a question mark. 36 is a post-punk alt-rock quintet. They're out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. The boys have been together since 2006. They released 5 studio albums. The latest effort from them is a standalone single, and the tune was called So What? I mean, obviously, they are big on using the question mark. All right, let me slip in one more from Earhart. Earhart is an enigmatic 4-piece band based in London. They have just a handful of singles that have been released all this year, 3 of them. The latest single is called An Incubator to Grow My Head In. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
There's always trouble waiting to be found. I am a sad case when you're not around. I see double half of my day. Become a victim when you go away. Forgive and forget. You forgive me and forget about your time. I ain't happy down in my soul. There's something missing way down in the hole. Still a wiggle.
WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two of music you might otherwise miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from the Proclaimers, the Pretenders, and the Psychedelic Furs. Kind of went with a P theme here. Plus, we have new tunes from the Greeting Committee, Peter, Bjorn, and John, and Eva B. Ross. Double Down feature artist is Belmare, which will include two tracks from their latest effort. Plus, got a great cover tune for you. In our